This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to According To. I'm Megan.
And I'm Sierra. For this week's episode, we are going to be recapping our first book club,
which we posted a picture of and talked about last week. And it seemed like some of you guys, at least a couple of people, commented they were excited to hear about like how we went about planning and putting it together and just in general.
I do want some of this to be talking about, like, if you ever wanted to start your own book club, just like very practical and like implementable tips, because I feel like that was like the big barrier to, like, I was like, I don't even know how to start.
Yeah.
And now that we've done one, I'm like, well, we're in. Like, we did it.
I also, this was like the first time Sierra and I have really hosted anything at our house. And I've mentioned earlier towards the beginning of the year that that was something I wanted to try and start doing more often. And like, just to give like a cut to the chase, like, it went so well, you guys. The book club was like everything and more that I could have possibly imagined. It was a lot of fun. So we will get into that. We will talk about our weekly spotlight first and book updates, and then we will get into talking about the book club.
Mm-hmm. Incidentally enough, that was my weekly spotlight.
And I was kind of like, technically, since the book club. Last time we recorded.
We recorded right before the book club.
Yeah.
And now
that is my weekly spotlight. Let's see. Anything else? I feel like
we had two nice days last week. Like, the weather, it got cold again, but, like, there was 2 days last week where the weather was nice enough where I got off of work kind of early, so then I took Vegas on, like, a two-mile evening afternoon walk instead of normally it's just, like, 1 mile, and we took a little bit of a different loop, and the weather was just nice, and it's supposed to start warming up next week, hopefully. I hope it stays warm.
No more snow. It's, like, it always goes back and forth of, like, it'll get warm for a little bit, and then it's back to the cold, and then it gets warm a little bit, and then it's back to the cold.
It snowed, weirdly enough, more than I thought it was going to. At the end of last week, like, I heard there was gonna be snow, and I thought it was like not gonna snow, and then Megan woke up to like 2 or 3 inches.
I woke up at, like, least, because I knew that like earlier in the week there'd been snow predicted, but then like last I had checked, there was no longer a picture of snow on my forecast at all. Now, was I looking specifically at like hour by hour? No, but I just assumed like, okay, so it's not gonna snow. And then I woke up to let Vegas out at like 5 a.m. and like our blinds were closed for like letting like the sliding door. So I opened the blind. It's just like white everywhere. Like, it was like 2 or 3 inches of snow.
Yeah, it was solid. Like,
oh my God. I had no idea it was even supposed to snow. So that was a shock, but it's melting pretty quickly. So that's nice. Like, we didn't even shovel our driveway because I was like, I'll make it out.
Mm-hmm.
I do not want to shovel the driveway.
Any other updates, spotlights?
No. Our vacation is so close. We need to probably plan ahead of, like, do we need to pre-record a podcast episode?
I mean, I'm sure we do.
We're going to the U.S. Virgin Islands, if you don't know, with Maggie. And I'm very, very, very excited. I just ordered another pair of shorts, actually, from Abercrombie.
Jean shorts or different shorts?
Just jean shorts, because I only have, like, one pair of the dad shorts. I wanted another pair of the dad shorts.
Is it, like, the same exact pair or different?
It's actually basically, like, a shorter version of my one light wash jeans that have, like, a little bit of extra stitching. They have that in a short version now, too.
The little V design.
So, okay. I got another pair of those. I didn't get anything else. I was wanting to get, like, a brown tank top, maybe, but they didn't have any that were really speaking to me, so I opted out of that. It's always nice when, I say this jokingly, but, like, I have, like, a membership or an account for Abercrombie to, in theory, like, earn rewards. And so I had like $10 in rewards that I could use. So I was like, okay, let me apply that. And by the time it adds in shipping and tax, $10 is back onto the cost. So then I'm like, awesome. I'm glad I did almost nothing.
I don't know if I'm going to get anything for sure before vacation. I don't want to get a ton of stuff, but I have been meaning to get like linen something, linen pants, a linen button up, linen shorts. Just like, I feel like linen has been in for a few seasons and I keep trying to like,
you're like, I haven't found it quite yet.
And now would be a great time for me to find something. So we will see if I can acquire a piece.
Or something else too is like, and I know you'd mention this, but it's like, I don't have any like legitimate cover-ups anymore. I wonder if that would be something that would be like helpful for me to have to like, therefore not like dirty additional clothes on like beach days, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm just like, usually I feel like I just do like shorts and a top or whatever, and that's my cover-up, which is like, that can work, but I'm not gonna, I don't think I have access to laundry on this vacation. So ideally I want my clothes to be my clothes and then beach stuff to be beach stuff. So we'll see. Book update.
What is the last book that I have read? What did I last update you guys on? I don't even know. Do you know what you last updated them on?
I think that the only new thing to share is that I started reading Heartless, which is the second book in the Chestnut Springs series. I'm like 60 to 70% of the way through now. I feel like I could see it being like a 4.5 possibly, but like it's not giving me a 5-star feeling, but I am really enjoying it. I just like, I can't force the 5-star out of nowhere. If you don't know, Sierra and I are also doing a video on our YouTube channel where we're trying to read books until we find a 5-star book. And like, we don't give them out as easily as we used to. So it's been challenging. I don't know if like the video is scheduled in theory for a certain date to be posted. But I don't know if we're going to...
Don't know if we'll meet the deadline.
Meet the deadline or not.
Which is fine. I think it's... You know, I've always wanted to do one of these videos anyways. And so, just, we don't know.
Especially because, like, the next book I need to read, I think, has to be Winter in Paradise. Which I know is not going to be a 5-star book, most likely. But I need to read that before our vacation. So, yeah.
Speaking of Winter in Paradise, that was, I think, my last book that I was updating you guys on. I gave it 4 stars. Yeah, it was my first Ellen Hildebrand book, and so it was, like, nice to get a taste of what her writing style is like. I think that, like, the second book will be interesting for us all to read at the same time. And now I'm currently reading Vicious by V.E. Schwab. It's my first V.E. Schwab book. She also wrote The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue. I think that's more, like, her most popular book. And I'm very much enjoying it. I feel like I'm reading it pretty quickly. I don't know what I'm thinking for rating yet, but like probably at least 4 stars.
I wrote down on my phone like my theoretical, like 7 books out, what my reading order might be. So let me pull that up. Okay. Heartless is what I'm reading now. Winter in Paradise because I have to. Then I kind of want to do Magnolia Parks, which I just bought a physical copy of. I just want to see, like, what is the, because I, like, you either love it or you hate it, dislike it, whatever. And so in theory, it's like, if I were to fall on, like, the love side of it, I wonder if it'd be, like, a 5-star book, you know? Because the people that love it, love it. So that kind of is, like, I've been wanting to read it, but also, like, I feel like it could be fitting for the 5-star book video. Then I imagine, I'll be on vacation. So Winter in Paradise 2. Honestly, like, I'd be lucky to... Well, I'll probably read multiple books on vacation, so, like, I could always bring it with, and we'll see what happens. Then I'm going to need to eventually read the book for our book club. So that's The Fury. That's what I have after that. And then I have Crooked Kingdom, which is the second book in the Six of Crows series, and then Assassin's Blade, because I might be ready to start Throne of Glass at that point. So
that's my I don't have any distinct order of books that I might read. I did, like Megan said, we went to Barnes & Noble 2 days ago.
I also bought Remarkably Bright Creatures as well.
And so I bought the book that I'm reading now, Vicious, and then I bought The Fury, our book club book by Alex Michaelides. And then I also got Golden Sun by Pierce Brown, which is the second book in Red Rising. I don't know which order I'm going to read things. This is a book that I didn't buy, but I want to read it pretty soon. It's a fantasy, I think, romantasy book. I never remember the name, so like all fantasy books sound the same.
Serpent of Wings and Night.
Yeah, the Serpent
of Wings and Night.
I think there's an and in there or something. I think it's like the Serpent and the Wings of Night or something. Anyway, I think that's like the Crowns of Nyaxia series or something like that. But our friend, I follow her.
And the Wings of Night.
Okay. My friend that I follow on Goodreads, she rated that one 5 stars. And so I'm like, maybe that could be a good 5-star contender. I don't know.
I think, because I don't know if I had finished Ballad of Never After when we had last recorded. I had not. So just to, I rated that 4 out of 5 stars. And eventually I'm sure I will read the last book in the series, but I don't know when. But I was kind of hoping that would be like a 5-star book for me, because I hear it's rated so highly. It just wasn't for me. So what can you do?
Mm-hmm. We push on. I also like other books that I want to read. I want to read Born a Crime by Trevor Noah. That's his autobiography. But I'm like, I don't want to read it. Like, I don't think it's going to make a 5-star. I don't know if people like rate memoirs. But like, I just, with like the video that we're doing, like hanging over my head, I feel like I'm like having to be like,
like you gotta pick like
very selective top with of my top books.
Books that you're like really hopeful for.
Like, I enjoy reading a 4-star book, you know? I know. Like, so I don't have any issue with that like on a regular basis, but like knowing that I want to finish this video, I'm like, well, is it gonna be a 5-star though? Like, we gotta be selective. So it's been interesting to account for that in our reading.
Okay, where do you want to start with the book club?
I think let's start with, last we had talked to you guys about, like, you know, at the start of this year when we talked about like New Year's goals and resolutions, and even last year we talked about wanting to start a book club and just not knowing where to start. Our biggest issue, I think, to get started was like, who do we invite? Because like with True. The book club, you need people. And so like, we know of people who like to read, but we're like, we just didn't know like of a group of people to invite, essentially. And so luckily we have, I mean, it I helped that Maggie really helped
kickstart it was Maggie moving back.
Yes.
Because she brought 3 of her own friends and then obviously herself. That was half the book club.
And so
friends of friends help in this situation.
Yeah. If you have friends that read, like, kind of bring up the idea, put some feelers out with them. So for us, that was Haley and Maggie. We like had asked Haley if she knew of any friends that like would be interested in book club. She didn't end up having anyone that she like invited or brought to book club. But then like, again, Maggie did have friends that she knew of that would maybe be interested. And then you have like your friends put out feelers to their friends of, would you be interested in book club?
And then we have like a couple friends that like aren't like big readers, but they were intrigued enough to want to join. And just if like we, you have to like decide like, you know, how intense is this going to be? And so ours is pretty low stakes, not very intense. Our goal is to meet once a month, one book a month. And so even for the people who like aren't big readers, like that should be pretty doable. And so that kind of was like, we're also starting with like a shorter book. Like out of all the options, mm-hmm. we did end up picking
the shortest
book. So that helps the people who were like a little more nervous, like be a little bit more willing to join.
Mm-hmm. So we put the feelers out. We got like confirmation from like pretty much everyone that we had invited. It was like, yeah, sure, I'm interested. And so then I was like, okay, we have like, what is it, 9 people, including us in our book club? That's a pretty solid number. I would say like, I mean, honestly, there's no, like, you could have 2 people in a book club. You would have 20, however much you want. But I feel like 9, we wanted ours to be in person. And so we're hosting it at our house. So I feel like that was a good, solid number. And honestly, that alone, having like a set guest list, I was like, okay, like we can do this.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to figure out like the details of like the when, the where, the how, but we have the who. And to me, like that was the most daunting part about figuring out how to set the book club up. So then Meg and I would like talk amongst ourselves of like trying to figure out like the details and stuff. And then like I ended up making, basically like, once we like sent the feelers out, we were like, okay, put a pin in it. You'll be receiving a text from us soon.
When we have more info.
So then I had created a large group text with everyone in it, basically sending out like, you know, hey, can everyone send their name? I don't know what else to ask them to like send, but just because like,
we were
not
asking
everyone
questions
has.
Of like, how often do we think we want to meet? Like, that's when we were asking, like, how often do we think we want to meet? What day of the week do we think works best? And like, I don't know, we started like trying to figure out an actual like good, oh, we wanted to ask like, do we want to have a book read by our first meeting, or do we want to like decide on the book when we first meet? And unanimously everyone, which I kind of like, this is what I was leaning towards too, since not everyone knew everyone there, we decided to just like wait to vote on a book when we all met, and then no one had to like read anything.
Yeah,
first
no reading assignment yet. And so like then everyone like also like, it was nice to have people like send a text like with their name so people could like update their contacts, since not everyone had everyone's contact information, and just like get, you know, a general feel for the group. And then I think we like waited for a little bit, and then we like wanted, okay, we need to figure out a date. That was like a thing in itself of trying to figure out a date when everyone
could meet. I wish there was like, like there needs to be like a better option for like figuring out a set day that works for everyone. Cause we ended up finding a day that worked for all but one person. And then our plan going forward is to kind of have like, we bookmark maybe like a set blank Sunday of every month or whatever it may be. Although next month we were like, okay, we're all actually kind of busy, so we just picked a day that seemed like it would work. So I don't know. We'll have to just
have to be fluid with picking a date. And then so we got date figured out. And then it was mostly just like us going behind the scenes of like figuring out, okay, everyone is invited, everyone knows the address.
Yeah.
The location. And now
like we're like, okay, date. We're hosting, what do we want to like, what's the vibe going to be? What do we feel like we need to do to have like a good first successful book club?
Mm-hmm. So our book club was slated for 2 hours, and I feel like that was a good amount of time. So if you're like wondering how long you should host your book club for. So we did from 7 to 9. It was on a Monday. Going forward, we'll probably do Sunday because that seemed in the long term like more people preferred Sunday. But Monday just worked for our first meeting. And so we obviously had to get organized with like, I used a PowerPoint. You don't have to do a PowerPoint, but I just like that was a good way to like have people seeing like a visual of what we're talking about when we're trying to figure out which books we might want to read. Mm-hmm. We had a little food set up.
Yeah, so
decorations.
Our home base was just like our main level of our house. Like we had some food out on our dining table. We were inspired by some Pinterest inspo, and I went to Goodwill to buy a book for $1 so we could tear the pages out and then like lay it out on the table under the food just for the vibes. Sierra actually, like, we took some videos of stuff in case Sierra was gonna like make a short or a reel or whatever, but I don't think we got enough clips for it.
I don't think we did.
We'll probably not see the light of day. maybe in the future if we have a little more.
We were honestly running shorter on time than I thought we were going to. Yeah. Like we were down to the wire getting things like set up basically until people showed up.
Yeah. So food wise, I mean, it's kind of like we didn't want to be overbearing hosts, but we also wanted to like be intentional. So like we were basically like, if anyone has books suggestions that they want to send in to like us individually or like in the group, feel free, because we didn't want to feel like we were the sole people in charge of like, okay, this is the books we're reading and like you guys have no choice. Luckily everyone else in the group is pretty good with the flow. No one sent in any like, additional
anyone?
Book options. Like Haley and Maggie we asked separately, and I think they might have,
I think like, Haley technically
said a few, but we already like had 6 options and we were like, how many should we suggest to the group? And it was like 5 or 6. So Sierra was like, okay, Haley, I'm not adding your suggestions in then.
I'm just leaving it alone.
And then we also were like, if people want to bring their own food or snacks or their own drinks, they can. Otherwise, we like shared. We decided on, and these will like change, I'm sure, between sessions, but we decided to just do kind of like snacks and stuff.
Appetizers.
We had some drink options. We did, Sierra made cowboy caviar, which was
honestly
pretty good.
Slapped. Like that was good.
That was a hit. And then we had like some of those like pretzel bites that you just like put in the oven and heat up.
Fruit platter.
Some candy, mostly because we just like had candy already, so we figured we might as well just set it out. We had some cookies, and I felt like that was a good variety. And it wasn't too much, but we did have leftovers.
Yeah.
So
a little sweet, a little salty, something for everyone. Yeah. I do think that going forward will be fun. Like you said, we'll mix things up. And I'm like, would be fun to do like a Sunday bar at some point, like a little book club Sunday bar. Like we could do pizza night or something. Like we can have some fun with it.
We also, like, since our living room, there's like 8 people here, we did bring like our furniture in here out there just to like have adequate seating, and that felt like it was pretty comfortable once we got all of that out there. Vegas was not present for the book club.
Not that he won't be in the future, like he very well could be, but like for the first one I was like, this is just a lot.
Especially like we had Abby over for the Super Bowl the day before, and like he was a lot just for one person being over, and so I was kind of like, Sierra, I think he's got to go for the first one. So by go, like, he goes and does a little play date at our mom's house.
Yeah, which he enjoys because that's where he's at right now. That's where he's been when we podcast, because the crate thing and having to sneak out of our house was getting to be a little bit too much. Yeah.
Only worked when he was a puppy and he actually like kind of had to sleep
more. Yeah, now he's like, I'm ready to be up. Anyways, we had food. As far as decorations, I mean, we have our lovely bookshelf that's always out.
And if you were saying, like, this is the perfect little setup, you've got your books there, and then, like, it is a very cute setup.
And Megan had gotten, like,
with our basement, like, as we finish up the makeover, like, we totally could
shift it
down there at some point. We will see.
Megan bought some goodies for people to have and take home.
We had, like, since we have, like, that coffee table in our living room, I just spread out, like, some different sticky notes that like people can use for annotating if they want, and there was like some highlighter pen things and some magnetic bookmarks. Those were the goodies that I opted for the first book club. That's probably like, I don't know that we're gonna do goodies every time, and we're also towards the end of our book club, we were like, do we want to have like shifting hosting responsibilities? Do we like having one place to host? Because like Sierra and I are totally fine, like by starting the book club, I feel like we will host every time if need be. But also, like, some other people might like hosting or want to split responsibilities. But I think for right now, we're probably going to be the ones hosting it. And that works for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to go anywhere then.
Right.
And I like hosting. Like I said, that was kind of something I wanted to work on this year. So.
We also had, like, if you've seen some of our podcast photo shoot stuff on our Instagram, we have, like, this light-up sign that you can put letters in. And so we put little, like, cute book club, and we put it on our bookshelf, so, like, when people walk in.
This is also, like, extra, not necessary, but, like, Sierra has this, like, sun lamp thing in her bathroom. Like, she got it for the vibes, and I don't think you've even used it in your bathroom yet.
To be fair, the amount of times I shower in my bathroom is not very much compared to at the gym at this moment.
I know. And so I brought that downstairs because, like, we wanted an ambient lighting situation. So, like, most of our lights were off. And then we just had, like, different lamps and that light on. And, like, our under cabinet lights in the kitchen were on. And then we did have the main light over the dining table on because we needed, like, some light.
Mm-hmm.
And that one's, like, a warmer light. It's nice.
Courtesy of us because we bought that light. okay. And then as far as, like, starting the book club, so, like, I think Maggie, she had brought her friend, who we hadn't met this friend before, everyone else we had met previously before this book club, but Maggie showed up with her friend, and, like, we kind of, like, were introducing ourselves, and then, like, slowly, then it was Haley who showed up, which we knew was Haley, because Haley was, like, literally barging through the door without even knocking, so I was like, well, that must be Haley, because I don't think anyone else would just be walking in, and then Maggie's other friend showed up, and then our two friends showed up. And then when everyone was here, we were kind of like, everyone was chatting, getting to know each other. You know, we encouraged people to get food and then, like, sit down. And then we, like, were literally doing, like, introductions. Like, I was, like, sitting at the...
Well, I was kind of like, I mean, we kind of have to, okay? Not everyone knows. Like, we're bringing in different people from different areas of our life. Like, you kind of have to sit down and do the, like, hi, I'm so-and-so.
I was like, we're going to do some introductions. So, like, we'll have you say your name. And then I had people say, like, what genres of books they like to read, which I felt was, you know, necessary anyways. Just if we're gonna be at a book club, it's good to know if people have similar or different reading genres. And so I started, and then we just went around, and that's how we all got to know each other.
Then Sierra had the responsibility, I guess, of crafting the PowerPoint that we used to vote on a book. So we had 6 different options that we decided to pull from, and we had talked with Maggie when she was visiting like a month ago before she actually officially moved back, and we were getting serious about planning the book club. we were trying to figure out like what books or what authors would be good to have included to vote on. And like not all of them like made it in, but we were just like, okay, even if it's not like the next top book on my TBR, like we kind of have to think of just like what books generally speaking we think would appeal to a wide audience. So we had like quite a few different genres. I think we had like romance, literary fiction, historical fiction. What's The Grid Alone? It's like not historical, but
I think it takes place a little bit in the past, but I don't know if it's like historical fiction. Yeah.
And then we had like some mystery,
thriller.
Yeah, we tried to have like a good variety.
And like I said, when we were like sitting down doing our like introductions, saying we read, I was like, I'll read pretty much anything. I have my qualms with some books. I talked about historical fiction. I want to like it, and I've tried it every time. I'm just like, you know, I don't know if it's for me. But like, I'm down to read pretty much everything. And I feel like hopefully, especially like people in our book club who are new readers, hopefully like they'll start to like get a better sense of like wanting to try out different genres and stuff, or at least be open-minded to it. It'll be interesting starting with
this book, because like as someone who really has enjoyed Alex Michaelides' past two books, like this is his lowest rated book that he's released, I think.
The Maidens is like not that much more highly rated on Goodreads though than this.
Okay. That makes me feel maybe.
Like I feel just, like some people just don't like his books, which is fine. But I feel like maybe it's like the thing of Magnolia Park, so it's like you either like it or you don't. Like you see it coming or you don't.
Sure.
And I would say like I was relatively surprised with his two twists in his first two books.
Maybe I am like
the But now that I've read more, maybe I'll also be like, oh, that was too easy to see coming. I don't know. I'm interested. We're reading The Fury by Alex Michaelides. I already said that. But even just like reading it in, like we read the plot, I guess. We were at Barnes & Noble. This was like weeks ago that I read it. And I was like, I feel like it kind of sounds good.
Yeah. Which like it's, sometimes it's disheartening when you're like, you go read like a summary of a book and you're like, this, like I'm about to add it to my TBR. But then I have to go and check, obviously, what Goodreads says. And like, I do take Goodreads ratings into my consideration, and sometimes that holds me off from like giving a book a try, even though it maybe shouldn't.
But I think this is also good for a book club book, because if it is polarizing, like maybe some of us will love it and maybe some of us will hate it, and it'll be
like, why
good discussion
do you feel this way?
So as far as the PowerPoint goes, we have like the six books that we wanted to show. I would show
first she found a cute little template just by searching for like a book template.
Yeah, there's like, if you Google, like I use Google Slides, so I was like, Google Slides, book templates. I think the website was like Slides Go or something. But it just like, you know, added to it, made it a little bit more cutesy. Everything was book themed. And so for each book, I put a picture of the cover of the book. I put the number of pages that the book had, because obviously I know that the page number is important to some people. I didn't want to have everyone like unknowingly reading a 600 page book. So, and then I had like on Goodreads, there's like a smaller, like paragraph long summary.
You said the same thing.
Okay. I like thought that my vowels got messed up. And so I had that on the screen, but then like I read the long drawn out Goodreads summary, which like, honestly, you have to give me props for that, because like I did relatively well. Like some of those words were tough words. I feel like I did a pretty good job reading everything out. Not that I love to like read things aloud, but I thought I did okay. Just to give everyone like something that they could look at and reference when I was reading it, but like also I want to give them like, you know, as much information as possible. And then I had a second slide for each book with a screenshot of like a Goodreads review of the book. I tried to do like a review that was like 4 or 5 stars to like, you know, get people hyped up about the book, but I didn't want to pick something like way too long that they couldn't even read it. And then I had like the Goodreads average rating. I had the tags that were included, whether it was like sci-fi, fantasy, thriller, whatever. And then I had similar titles to give people reference in case they had read or heard of similar books. And they'd maybe be like, oh, like maybe I'll like that one. And so that was all I had on them. I will say one thing I ended up doing mid-party, which I should have done, mid-book club, which I should have done just like first thing, was when I said like, let's vote, I didn't have like a reference back to
and like people
all
like,
the titles.
You know, so, we're familiar with all these books, because I'm like, oh, well, I've heard of all these books.
Exactly. I think know. That's probably what I was thinking. I was like, well, I know generally like what all these books are because I've heard of them, and like I'm in book talk and booktube, but not everyone in our book club is. And so I like, while everyone's trying to like make their first guesses, I was like putting a page together of like, here's the titles and like the covers of all the books.
Next time it'd probably be like when we have a let's vote thing, we'll probably have like the title and like the cover of the book again on a final shared slide so people can reference that.
And then do you want to talk about the voting process
that we decided to just like write. I gave like scrap pieces of paper to people, and then we went through, people voted on their top choice book and then like folded in half, set it on the table. Once everyone had turned theirs in, I read them out loud, and
it was surprisingly like there was two votes like max for like one book.
And so my thought was, we're not just gonna do like whoever gets the most votes in this first round, that's the book we're reading. We were gonna do multiple rounds of voting if needed to then have like more than half of us agreeing on a book. And then like we took out, like I think after the first time we voted, there were two books that like just had one vote each. So it's like, okay, those ones are out. And then I think we just did two rounds of voting. Mm-hmm. I think it was because like there was like definitely two that had the most votes. So we might have just made it
Between those two. Because we were between The Fury and Big Little Lies were our two top contenders. So then we did another round of voting where you could only vote for one of those books.
And so and
The Fury won out.
The Fury was the winner. That was our shortest book, so I think that probably helped a little bit for people.
I was surprised. I was expecting a different book to win.
I was kind of surprised too, but like out of all the book options we had, like the one I really for some reason didn't want to read was like Big Little Lies. I don't know why. I just like kind of am not wanting to read that. And then like, Kristen Hannah, as much as like she is so well talked about, like I don't think I'm ready to jump into her books yet. Like eventually I'm sure I will give her books a try, but like I don't know.
You're not ready yet. No, I'm excited. I like wanted to read The Fury anyways, but initially because of like the negative reviews, I was like, maybe I won't read this one.
No, but I'm kind of excited about it.
But then like at Barnes & Noble, I was like, I feel like I like what I imagine, like the perspective of like this first person like narration. It seems like an unreliable narrator. Like I'm kind of interested in the vibe. It seemed like it was like a good storyteller, and like I'm just excited. It kind of was reminding me of And Then There Were None by Agatha Christie. So I hope I like it.
We shall see. I'll
be reading it in a couple weeks before book club. But so that was how we picked out the book. And then it was 8 o'clock at this point, and I was like,
we had picked a book.
I was like, are we gonna like, do people just want to leave now? I don't know. But like we just kept chatting and talking, and like everyone,
which is also kind of like, that's the book club isn't meant to be just like you're only here to talk about. It's like everyone leave, and now that we're done, you guys can all go. We got a good group of girls together though. That like obviously we're all pretty close in age, so like people who hadn't met before, like we're all just kind of like talking about work or different things or just random stuff.
So. Yeah, it was nice. Can we talk about stuff that we want to implement in the future?
Especially now, it's like now it's going to be like a different format because we're going to have like the talking about the book we read, and then we'll have to do like another voting situation.
So here's what I'm thinking. Like a week or two before we do our next book club, I want to have made a Google form for people to like, I'm gonna have a spot for people to like say, like if you have a book club idea or like a book idea.
That would be kind of fun.
What?
I don't know how this exactly would work in a good form, but like, you know how some people like with friend groups, they'll like send out Google forms and then like people vote on like the friend that like, I'm just saying, like, maybe there's a like way a superlative. Maybe there's a way we could use the Google Forms to get people's thoughts and opinions and answers on select questions that we already, like, pre-pick. Since, like, I asked if people wanted, like, select questions or, like, how structured did we want the book club to be? And people were like, let's not do that. But I think if it was, like, a Google Form that was, like, quick and they filled out beforehand, we could at least get, like, this is what people rated the book. Maybe if you picked like people write in like one word that they would use
or like fan casting or like here's what I want the Google form for. It's like I want people to, because I want to make another PowerPoint. Like I'm a PowerPoint girly
and it's like
slides girly, and so like I want,
it's guided discussion.
Exactly. Like, sorry guys, if we're having a book club, we need to have talking points. Like we just have to, like we'll have like open discussion, but we need something to
some structure.
And so I want like fan casting, so then like I can say like people, like, I can put people, in a PowerPoint,
because some of these people who are not like book people are gonna be like, what are we doing?
Welcome to the book club.
Welcome to the book world. If you don't know what fan casting is, it's just like if this were to be made into like a real life adaptation, like who do you envision this character is?
And like I just, it again creates conversation of like, oh, you pictured that as this character, like I never would have pictured that person like in a million years. And or people are like, that is a good pick, like I didn't think of that. So I want to include again, this Google form can include like everything. It could include like, are we doing a Sunday bar, a pizza party? Like, what are we doing this time? Like, I just, it'll be rather than the text.
It was too much.
I feel like this is better. You know, you can send me your information. You don't have to bother everyone else with the information that doesn't care about it. Mm-hmm. And I will go through it and I'll make everyone's decision for us based on everyone's input. So like, we'll use it to decide that kind of, you know, the food stuff, snacks, whatever. Fan casting, if we do that. And then I want everyone to send their own pick for like, okay, if you had to pick the book club book, which book would you pick? So then like everyone has to send me a book club pick option. Mm-hmm. And then I can put that like in the next PowerPoint of next options.
Yeah. I like that. If you have any other good suggestions for like,
I also like, I just want to look up like, that would be book club ideas like for each book we specifically do. Like, you've probably seen like Fourth Wing book clubs, maybe haven't.
Parapet, like walking into the book club.
Like, I wouldn't necessarily be that, like, we're not doing Hunger Games type of stuff, but just like if there is small stuff like related to the book, that would be like a fun activity or game,
or even just like decor wise. Like,
yeah something else I wanted to do, this could be either related to book club discussion for a book that we just finished, or I could incorporate it for books to then pick out. But like, I want to like go and find like TikTok reviews and put those like in the PowerPoints of like, you know, oh, like, let's say we read The Fury. Here's like this funnier view that someone like on TikTok had, or like, you know,
like it's like now thoughts. That like we've all read the book,
like maybe like, it's like a meme that we can like laugh at or something, you know? Yeah. Like, so I could include that. And then also like, again, on the flip side, I did like Goodreads reviews for this first round of like picking out a book. Maybe like this time around, someone has a book that they want to recommend, and I found like a TikTok review of like someone like raving about the book, and like that could be like the review that, you know, hypes us up to read it.
Silent reviews on TikTok for books are like all the rage now. I just saw someone doing it
I try and guess like their star rating based off of their silent reviews, but I can never like check my answers.
ACOTAR was like, someone was like doing it for all the books of ACOTAR, and it was just funny because like, knowing obviously what happens in the books, like there'd be certain parts where like, because they're flipping through like kind of as they're like reacting to the book, and that's like, I know when they're getting to a certain part, like they change, like, that's the... they change their expression, they're like, I'm like, I know what part you're talking about. I just feel like I'm in a little club.
I'm looking at, because I have a list on my phone of like book club ideas. The only other thing that I had was like a food related thing, and it said a brunch bar could be an option as well. If that would be like, if it was Sunday brunch time,
knowing that The Fury is the book we're reading next, and like really the only reference I have right now is like, it's giving and then there were none vibes, because they're even on an island, aren't they? So I feel like, I don't know what kind of ways like, you would know, lean into like a deserted island.
You know, what's that like one game people play where it's like someone's the killer and like other people aren't the killer? Like, is it called Assassin or something? I don't know. Like, you're assigned as like the killer, and then like, I swear you just like, it's that's more of a game. I don't know like, how would that fit into book club. I don't know how that would be assigned, but I don't know. I need to figure out. I need to read the book first.
We each get assigned a character from the book and then
come dressed as a character. And then I'm like, is there a killer in this book? I think there is. I haven't read it yet. I assume
so.
So we'll have to see what type of fun things we can come up with.
Do we have anything else?
I don't know. Any other final thoughts? I mean, whenever I was like leaving, I was like, this went well.
Yeah. Sierra and I, like, we're sending people off. They're leaving. Everyone's saying, like, thanks for hosting. Had a good time, blah, blah. And then, like, we close the front door, and I was just like,
like, that was a good... Dust off your hands, nod your head.
Yep. That was a good time. We just did that. Then Sierra had to go get Vegas. And I had to do some cleaning because we had all of our food still out and furniture was everywhere. But it was good. I liked hosting.
I did, too.
And we have, like, The Fault in Our Stars was the book that we bought from Goodwill to then, like, tear all the pages out, which felt wrong, but it was only 99 cents. So I was like, okay, it's fine. But I, like, shoved all the pages back in the book and just put the book on the bookshelf. So I was like, I guess that's where we'll store that.
It's like a functional decoration.
Yeah. So I've never read The Fault in Our Stars.
Yeah.
I have seen the movie, though.
Is there anything that we did during the book club or, like, to prepare for the book club that you're, like, oh, like, we should have just, like, not done that or, like, not worried about it?
No, I feel like we prepared well.
I think that we, this is me talking literally like with no input from anyone that came to book club, and I was like, I think we did more than they were expecting.
Which is good.
Not to toot my own horn or anything, but I think everyone's like, oh wow, like I wasn't expecting like gifts or like just like
the vibe ambience. I wanted to give off. I was like, this is an intentional, like, you're going to look forward to coming to book club.
Here on Sunday with a smile on your face. You're going
to be upset if you can't make it.
Exactly.
So. And then the one person who couldn't come, we just sent out the book. Or something else that was helpful, too, that Sierra did in the PowerPoint was, like, and it was funny how you worded this, because, like, you were like, not that everyone is, like, dumb and can't figure this out for themselves, but Sierra, at the end of the PowerPoint, included, like, places to get, you know, said book, just to like provide some options. Obviously you can go out and buy a book, like totally feasible.
I don't like to assume people's financial status, and so I don't want everyone to like feel like, especially since we have like new releases and stuff, yeah, like new releases can be expensive, and so like not everyone wants to go and buy a $30 like hardcover,
yeah,
book.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to say like you don't have to spend $30.
So here, like, are she threw out like
some, you know, options.
Got, like, you can get a library card for free. You can, like, if one of us buys a book here and like you end up like needing to borrow it or want to borrow it, like could probably make that work. Or obviously like there's like you can buy it on Kindle, stuff like that. So
like audiobooks too. So I just wanted to give everyone some options.
Honestly, it made me laugh because you're like, I don't assume you can't figure this out yourself. Like you came to the book club. Obviously you're assuming to like find access to the book somehow.
Yeah.
But it made me laugh.
I also like felt like I just needed, I was like, what else should I include in the PowerPoint?
You're like, I have so many icons I can use.
No, literally.
What else
like
should I add? The
slide deck is like 80 slides long.
I have like icons and stuff you could like, yeah, use too. Like it's PowerPoint slide decks, like themed, yeah, ones. They've got icons for you to use.
So also like, please give me any other ideas, whether it's stuff I can include in PowerPoints or like just activities for book club. Because like
I have thought of like, because I was debating for this first one. I was like, do we want like a craft to do? And like, I don't know. I'm not sure how well that would like work out just like with everything else we're trying to do like in the said time period, and also like I don't know that people would care enough to like do that versus just like chat, you know? So you kind of have to like feel your audience out. I feel like, you know, if we end up going all the way through the end of the year, it would be very fun, like those clear ornaments that like you see a lot of people make.
Oh, like where you do like the books that you read at
the end of the year. We could specifically do like obviously
a book club one.
I could make a lot more probably, you know.
I think a book club one would be sufficient.
I'm just saying like in addition, like for myself.
Yeah.
If I wanted to, but like that's,
we didn't even, that'd be 50
freaking
year
books. I think that'd be a little much. Too much time to dedicate to the craft outside.
Yeah. Anything else? Book club or otherwise?
No.
No. Well, this might be a little bit of a shorter one. What are we at? Like 45 minutes.
We've done it before.
We've done that shorter before. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed. If you have your own book club, please let us know if you've got any tips for us, because we're baby book clubbers now. I'm so excited though.
That could be our name. Baby book club.
No. Well, we don't have a name for a book club. People just do like hot girl book club or something.
I know.
Hot girls who read.
Yeah.
Add that to anything now. Our book club group chat is just book club.
I've seen this on TikTok a few times, but like I just sent it to Sierra. There's book club. What am I saying? There are bookmarks that are like,
oh, themed. Pantone.
Like Pantone themed basically. And like there's one for ACOTAR and then like one for Emily Henry. Technically the one I sent also had like Colleen Hoover books, but I feel like her covers aren't very like distinct. Memorable. It didn't really make, yeah, sense. But Emily Henry and like ACOTAR for sure were like, oh my god, I know what that's for. This is unrelated. I just was like, that's cute.
I do love the idea, but I just really don't use bookmarks that much.
Goodreads
is like my bookmark.
Since I sometimes have gotten bookmarks from like Barnes & Noble for whatever reason, like I do have like at least I own bookmarks that are upstairs in my room that I use sometimes for my physical books. Otherwise, I just use Goodreads.
Yeah.
I'm like, where was I at?
Okay, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please follow us on Instagram at according to, and if you can
follow our personals too, do that.
Yeah, follow our personals.
Oh, it's also cute, we have like our digital camera. I was like, we are taking a book club picture, whether you guys like it or not. And so we did. Maybe eventually if I have pictures to do a photo op with, it would be included. I don't know.
I wish that because we couldn't get a picture with all of us because we didn't have like a, yeah. We didn't set up a timer, camera or anything.
And it was so funny. I was making a joke to Sierra. We don't actually have 9 Polaroids, but like we have, I don't even know how many Polaroids because I'm sure there's some in a storage room just from like, I know I've bought one on my own and just like,
I have never purchased a Polaroid. So why I have like, so many?
When we worked with Amazon, like I remember we got some Polaroids just as like a gift thing. Like we have been gifted
too many
Polaroids. An ungodly amount of Instax Polaroid cameras. So I was joking with Sierra. I was like, we could give away these Polaroid cameras and like everyone gets a Polaroid.
Maybe the next one.
Maybe the next one. Like we have literally at least 4, I think.
You got one back there. We got one on the bookshelf out there. I have one in my room. There
has to be some.
You have one like in your basket or something in your closet.
Do I? Oh my God. And there has to be some in the storage room.
So.
People could fight for them.
Yeah. Pick your favorite color.
I kind of now want to like go see how many we have. Anyway.
That's what she'll do. I think that's all we got for today's episode though. So we will talk to you guys next Thursday.
Bye.
Bye.